This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon, everyone. In America, welcome Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTUV, WXYZ, people, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. For our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm just getting cracked up here. Bryant, good to see you, man. Thanks for that. Publish in the chat room. We appreciate you very much. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In fact, if you want to watch the video portion of the show, you can do that. I'm going to show you a few things. For those who are listening in the radio audience, you can go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Scroll down there on the right. That's right. You can see the face that's made for radio. Just enlarge that, and you'll be able to watch the show here live with us. You can also join us in the chat room on a number of platforms on our Facebook and our YouTube, my personal page, my public page. Made a public figure thing. I feel silly making that, but there's a way of kind of, I guess, getting some stuff out there. So if you want to join that, you can do that. That's Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty. You can join on there. My friends from my regular page are on there. We're also on my Twitter account at FPPTim. That's coming off my Periscope account, which is Setting Brush Fires. Our Facebook page is Bradley Dean SOL. Our YouTube channel is B Dean Sons of Liberty. BeforeIt'sNews.com. They're every weekday at 6 a.m. and on Saturday at 8 a.m. And then Bradley is usually on in this time slot, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday through Saturday. I'm filling in for him today. He and his family are driving back from South Dakota, so be in prayer for them that they'll have safety and traveling mercies in that. And then finally, you can catch us on DLive.tv. DLive.tv at the Sons of Liberty. I don't have any problem in the morning. I'm a little sharper there. In the afternoon, my tongue gets all twisted up. You can also catch us on Freely Gab, MeWe Minds, and USA.life at Sons of Liberty or Sons of Liberty Media. And if you'd like to call in anytime, man, you got a comment or something, you know, to add to what's going on, you got a question, I'll have an answer. It may not be the right one. It may be, I don't know. But you're welcome to call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We will take your call and be happy to do so. Now, what I'm going to do today is go along with really what we talk about here at the Sons of Liberty, especially over the past couple of years. Bradley just continues to hit this. I do it from a little different perspective, but it's the same thing because we worship the same God. We go to the same authority, which is the Scriptures. Okay? And I know some people say, oh, well, you're going to get religious on us. Well, the Sons of Liberty believe in God, and we not only believe in God, but we want to act like we believe in God. And there's a difference because the devils believe, James tells us, and they tremble. They do more than some unbelievers do. They tremble because they know who God is. But you don't see them repenting. You don't see them doing and honoring God. You don't see them obeying God, do you? Nope. You see them doing the exact opposite. And these devils are the very ones influencing the devils that we're dealing with in the political society and the criminal society. Even those elements in the police force and the common man, these are the ones influencing them. Okay? just so you know, just so you understand what we're dealing with. And what I'm going to be talking about today is justice needs to be brought to bear no matter who you are. I don't care if you're a rioter and a looter in Minneapolis. I don't care if you wear a gun and a badge and call yourself a police officer and you engage in lawlessness. I don't care if you're a common man and you call yourself, I should bring this one up, but I'm not going to get into that because it'll deviate from where we want to go. I don't care if you call yourself a common man and a quote-unquote Christian. Where you violate the law, justice needs to be brought to bear. Here, let me give it to you from Scripture. Proverbs 21:15 says, "When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers." Do you hear that? Proverbs 21:15. "When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers." That sounds vaguely familiar to Romans 13, doesn't it? Isn't this what those in authority are supposed to do? They don't wield the sword in vain, but they bring it to bear against who? People who are obeying the law? No. They bring it against evildoers. And they praise those who do good. In fact, it's a mercy to those who do good. Okay? To those who obey the law. As Paul wrote to Timothy, he says, "The law is for the lawless," and he lists them. It's not for the righteous. Why? Because the righteous want to obey the law. This is what David talked about. He said, "I love your law." And you go, "Well, but David was an adulterer and he was a guy, you know, that schemed to cover up his sin of adultery to have Uriah killed." Basically, he was plotting his murder. He's just wanting to keep his hands off of it. But that's what he was doing. Yes, he did. And he repented. And yet that same David said, "I love your law. I want to obey it." See, the standard is not David. The standard isn't Tim Brown. It certainly isn't Bradley Dean. It is the Christ. That's who we talk about. So yes, if men fail in holding up the standard of the Christ, that's not a point of hypocrisy on the part of the Christ, nor of the Scriptures. It is an issue to where when we sin, when we fall, as the Scripture says, we give reason for the people around us, the nations, if you will, to blaspheme the Word of God. When we don't obey God, we give those around us reason to point the finger and say, "See, you're a hypocrite," even though they may be one themselves. And so this is why it's very important that when I go through this subject, you understand when justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. And here's the thing. Some of you out there are in churches where you've been taught this idea that, "Oh, we should just show mercy to, you know, everyone." And this, let me tell you what that's about. Actually, we're coming up on a break here, and I'm going to jump into it in the next. I'm going to give you some examples of some things, whether they be a police officer, a politician, a rioter, a looter, whoever it is. I'm going to give you some examples here. But when we come back, I want to kind of touch on that just a little bit, and then we'll get into this the rest of the show. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, comment, question, whatever you want to do, stick to the topic. No Chinese buffet. All right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Welcome back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And let me finish my thought that I was going into before that. The reason that if you're in a church that preaches this idea of no justice. Now, look, I've had some conversations with people that I like, good writers, wonderful people. And they reach out to other people with the gospel. They'll deal, look, some people I've dealt with deal very straightforward and lovingly with those who practice homosexuality, those who have been involved in all kinds of sins. So it's not to degradate them, but oftentimes what happens is people want to show mercy to people in the sense that they say, well, I'm hopeful that God's going to show mercy to me for my unrepentant sin. Do you understand the difference? It's not because they understand that God has shown them mercy and they want to extend mercy to the person in the gospel, okay? But it's they're hopeful that God's going to overlook their sin the way they're overlooking other people. Now, love, the Bible does tell us that love covers a multitude of sin. But there is a responsibility that the civil magistrate has, and that is to wield the sword. The sword is an instrument of death. Okay? So we're not talking about wielding the sword at every violation of law. And for instance, let me give you something. Coveting is not something that the civil magistrate deals with. That is something between you and God. In fact, that is the one thing that the Apostle Paul said was the one that got him, because he says, nobody can accuse me of violating the law. And then when he talks about coveting, he goes, that's the one that got me. Why? Because that's all internal. The coveting manifests itself in going after one's neighbor's wife in adultery, stealing another your neighbor's stuff, okay? Caring about your life and other things more, that you would go to court and you would be put yourself under oath and you would lie, okay? Dishonoring your parents, caring more about yourself. It's a coveting. It's a lustfulness about yourself other than other people. Do you understand? So this is what Paul was saying. He was saying, that's the one that got me, because that's a heart issue and I can't control that thing, because as Jeremiah says, it's desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? And this is the reason they'll cover it up. But you know what I want to tell you is those people who tell you those things, Jesus had words for them. That's right. You say, well, Jesus talked about those kind of guys. Yep. He dealt with them in the first century. Matthew 23. Now, if you are a, I don't know how to put this. If you're a person who thinks Jesus is just gentle, lowly Jesus and this, that, and the other. Mark was making mention in the chat room. Great quote. Let the Lord come and sit at my Lord's right until I make your enemies your footstool. I couldn't agree more, Mark. We are very optimistic about what God is doing. You know what? And if America falls, that's not going to stop God's plan from going forth. He's going to bring judgment upon a disobedient people. This is just how it is. But the door is still open for repentance, America. If you're willing to repent. I don't have anything to gain from it. Bradley certainly doesn't. All we have to do is get ridicule for giving the message that we're giving. The blessing is to you and to your posterity, your children and your grandchildren. And there has to be a repentance somewhere. That's where there has to be. We've got to change course. And if you're waiting on your favorite politician, whether it's Trump or whether it's your member of the House of Representatives or a member of the Senate or your state governor or whatever it is, if you're waiting on them to lead the charge, you haven't repented. Let me go to Matthew 23, because Jesus was giving, Bradley says the religious hypocrites, and they were. I mean, he calls them hypocrites, but they were the civil leaders. They were the civil representatives, the magistrates, if you will, of the day. You need to get that in your mind. The Bible is not religious. It's really about law and politics when it comes right down to it. Yes, it is a book that points us to salvation. It points us to the Lord Jesus Christ, the only name under heaven whereby men can be saved from their sin, not just in the future against God's wrath, but even now He can change your hearts. And He will do so if you are one of His, that He has paid for, that He has redeemed from your sin, out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, as it says in Exodus 20. So here's what Jesus says in Matthew 23. Verse 29, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. Wow, that's going to blow some people's minds who hear that. They're going to go, wait a minute, Jesus said this to some people, He called them hypocrites? That's not very much like Jesus. You've heard people say that. He says, you build tombs for the prophets and decorate the monuments of the righteous. And you say, quote, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partners with them in shedding the blood of the prophets, end quote. And yet here's the Son of God, the prophet of prophets, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, standing in their midst in the flesh, baby, as one guy has said. He says, so you testify against yourselves that you are the sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of the sin of your... He didn't even call them to repentance here. He's just laying judgment on them. You snakes, you brood of vipers. Yes, this is gentle, lowly Jesus that you've been taught by your hireling pastor. Now, he ain't gentle, lowly Jesus, and he's not a baby anymore, for those people who want to keep putting that thing out there. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's subduing all of his enemies. I love the passage out of 1 Corinthians 15. You guys hear me say it all the time. He's putting all of his enemies under his feet. He's doing it either one by destroying them, or he's bringing them to himself through the gospel. Slaying them with the law of God and then raising them to newness of life, Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. He says, you snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape the sentence of hell? And then he says this, because of this, I am sending you prophets and wise men and teachers. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Boy, he slaps out. No, I don't know of any prophets that were crucified before he said that. And others you will flog in your synagogues, and you'll persecute in town. Have you ever been persecuted in the church, the professed church? You ever had that? You ever had people say, oh, well, that's just a little too extreme, Tim. They don't refute you with what the scripture says. They go, you're just extreme. Until it happens to them, until their husband sins against them or their wife sins against them. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, I don't want it to be that way. Well, listen to the Word of God. Listen to the Word. There are things I don't like the way they turn out. But what's the anchor? What's the foundation? It's the Word of God. I was telling Bradley this past week, I was telling Victor, who used to come on Tuesday mornings, I was making reference to the fact that Jesus is the cornerstone. You know what that is? Because we were having some history lessons and we talked about Freemasonry. And Freemasonry has been around since Jesus' time, even before that. They just called it something else. But they're builders. And they want to set that cornerstone. They go in churches, for goodness sake. I remember it in a Baptist church I was in. They want to set that cornerstone. They want to call everybody out there to look at it. Let me tell you something. Freemasonry isn't Christian. It is the exact opposite of it. It is an antichrist system. It sets it up against the Lord and against His anointed. I don't care what they say. Look at what they do. And you know what else? The Bible says there's only one cornerstone. It's Jesus Christ. You're going to submit to Him, or He's going to crush you to dust. It's one or the other. And it struck me. I was bringing that to my friend Victor the other night. And I said, I want to put this out among friends, among brothers, and ask them, have you ever thought about that? Because it just struck me in the shower the other morning when I was thinking about what we're going to do for the morning show. I thought it was pretty powerful because Jesus has always addressed those kinds of things. He says, you flog in your synagogues, persecute in your town after town, and so upon you will come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah. That's from my friend Peter, who wants to talk about, oh, well, we don't need scripture alone. We can listen to the church and the popes. He's talking about the Roman church. Wait a minute. Jesus established it right there. From Genesis to Zechariah. There's your scriptures. Whom you murder between the temple and the altar, truly I tell you, all these things will come upon this generation. That was the first generation. His words came true. Hang on, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senator Lamar Alexander is confident kids will be back in the classrooms this fall.
We have to keep the kids safe, but they have to learn. And parents and kids are about up to here with remote learning.
The Tennessee Republican telling Fox News some groups of students really need to go back to school.
The single best thing we can do to help minority children, low-income children, is to get them back in school.
President Trump is in Dallas, where he'll take part in a roundtable discussion on reopening the country during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. The president is also expected to outline some proposed police reforms. A lieutenant in the New York Police Department is apologizing to his fellow officers for kneeling alongside George Floyd protesters. The officer saying he apologized via email. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted along party lines on Thursday to give Chairman Lindsey Graham authority to issue subpoenas against dozens of Obama and Trump administration officials tied to the Russia investigation. Democrats hotly objected to the South Carolina Republicans' effort to gain subpoena power during a debate that carried over from last week when a vote was postponed. Former Vice President Joe Biden is spreading conspiracy theories on late-night TV. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden says his greatest concern right now is that President Trump is going to try to steal the November White House election. In an interview on The Daily Show last evening, Biden said he's worried that some votes won't be counted. The former vice president and presumptive Democratic presidential candidate saying that Trump has already cast doubt on the use of mail-in ballots as being legitimate.
Biden also claiming that the president may not accept the election results. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Welcome back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. And if you're joining us and you don't recognize the voice, you're listening for that velvety voice of Bradley Dane. He and his family are on their way back from South Dakota going home. And so I'm Tim Brown, the editor at Sons of Liberty Media.com. I'm filling in for him today. Now, let me pick up from where I was. It's important to understand Jesus' words, because a lot of people will pull this and they'll say, okay, yeah, it was for first century, this, that, and they jump into Matthew 24 and they go, last day's madness stuff is completely out of context. This is the context of Matthew 24. This is the context of Mark 13. This is the context of Luke 21. This is the context of Revelation chapter 4 through chapter 21, I think it is. No, through chapter 20. This is the context. Judgment falling of people that had a covenant with God. Now look, before the American people had a covenant with the U.S. Constitution that we have now, where we put ourselves as the one who has to enforce the covenant, the Constitution, we had the Articles of Confederation. That was our first Constitution. We're in our second now. And that one readily acknowledged God, openly acknowledged Him. And that one was born out of the Solemn League and Covenant. And which it was just as blatant as you could see who the covenant giver was. Just like in Scripture, it's God. Okay? It's God. And Jesus points to these hypocrites, these brood of vipers, these snakes, the Pharisees at the time. And he says, I came to Jerusalem. He pleads with it. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those sent to her. How oft I would have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were unwilling. Now, who's Jerusalem he's talking about? Well, he's talking about these ones who kill the prophets and stone those sent to her. And then he wants to gather the people that came from them. They're a part of that. He wants to gather them, but there's these people who get in the way, who always want to shut down justice, law, mercy, and they want to establish themselves as law. That's what they want to do. Micah has been exceptional in this. He has showed the old man what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Now, there are people who will say, okay, this is the extent of the law. Don't you judge me. You've heard that, right? Don't you judge me. I'll just live my life any old way I want to, lawlessly, and God will be my judge. Well, my friend, you're right about one thing. God will be your judge. He will be. And that ought to cause you to tremble. It certainly does me. And I found grace and mercy through His Son, the Lord Jesus. And it still causes me to tremble to think that one day I have to stand and give an account. Paul says we give an account of everything done in the body, whether good or bad. Do you understand that, Christian? It ought to be working within us to show mercy to people, to give them the gospel, to plead with them to repent of their sin. Not to stay in it. Because they're not guaranteed the next minute, or the next day, or the next week, or the next year. And the older I get, I see people older than me acting so wickedly, and I go, dude, you're pretty close to eternity. You might want to think about repenting there, right? And I think about myself. I'm 51 years old, and I think, well, dude, you might not have tomorrow. You know, the rich young fool thought like that. He thought, I'm going to do all this stuff. And that night, his soul was required of him. And this is something we have to communicate to people. But at the same time, there has to be justice done here and now. There needs to be justice done here and now. Let me give you a few examples. This morning, we had another I Can't Breathe story. This one out of Texas. And don't be surprised if this one goes national too. And for good reason. Let me make that emphasis. For good reason. Cops taser, suffocate man to death on live PD. This is evidently some kind of TV show or something. I don't even know anything about it. But maybe you do out there. I don't know. Over failing to dim his lights. His bright lights. Now, if you're like me, occasionally you still are in that realm where you don't have those LED lights that are really bright. You know, even when they're not on bright. They're super bright and you're coming down the road and the person, I'm sure they're seeing very well, but it almost blinds you when they're coming at you. Let me ask you something. Does that deserve a police chase? Does it deserve being tased? Does it deserve being slammed on your belly when you're a 400-pound man who has congestive heart failure, who's just wrecked his car? Yeah, he did wreck his car. Is this what we're coming to? And you can watch the video at sunslibertymedia.com. Is this what I'm not going to stick on the cops today. Okay, I'm not going to do that. Because there are good cops. I know there are good cops. Let me just say that. Okay? But I would point you to a better solution, which is the militia, which is the people, which is constitutional, which is biblical, of upholding the law and enforcing the laws. I would point you to a better solution. One that has been demonized. Why? Because it is biblical. Because it is lawful. Because it is constitutional. You don't see the militia anywhere. Well, Michigan. Michigan. Where's the militia? This is a biblical organization of the people to enforce the laws as according to the Constitution. Put down insurrections. You see, if the militia was in force, none of this stuff would be going on in Minneapolis. It wouldn't be going on in New York. It wouldn't be going on in Los Angeles. It wouldn't be going on in Florida. It wouldn't be going on in any of these places because the militia would put it down. But the militia has been demonized. I'm going to tell you something right now. If a person running for the House, the Senate, or the presidency does not support the constitutional mandate for the militia, you should not vote for them because they are promoting evil. I'm just going to tell you. They're promoting lawlessness with no way to go against it. Do you understand? The militia is to be used within the states. They are to be regulated by Congress and their officers are to be charged or to be set up through the states, and they're to be used to put down the lawless, to enforce the law. That's what the Constitution itself says. But we don't have that. And so when I say there needs to be justice that be brought, it's against these cops in Texas too. Yeah, I'm sure they probably weren't thinking we're killing this guy. But the guy's saying, I can't breathe, save me, help me, I have congestive heart failure. He's saying it in the video. And they kill him because they want to handcuff him over bright lights and he had a wreck. How many of you people have had a wreck and the cops jump on you, sit on your back, put a taser at your neck, tase you? Where is the thought process in all of this? Where's the training? I don't begin to understand. I really don't. Let's give another one. I'm going to give several instances here where justice needs to be brought. Last night I put up a video. It's a long one. It's about an hour and a half. From Erin Marie Olszewski. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. But she is a nurse turned investigative journalist in New York. She's out of Florida. She's worked in Florida hospitals. And she's worked in New York. I think she's uncovered the fact that this whole COVID-19 is a setup to start offing people. I talked with Kate Shimarani, our health and wellness expert, this morning. They're trying to pull her registered nurse license there in the UK. I spoke with her this morning. They tried to do it yesterday. It took all day. These people didn't even know what they're talking about. And she put them in their place. Good for her. That's why we have her on the Sons of Liberty. Because she's bold as a lion. And she's got her facts. And she said even the judge was kind of smiling and chuckling over the fact that the person who was against her to do this was kind of looking stupid, which is what they should do. They should look stupid. But here's this Erin Marie, and she comes out and she starts talking about what they've done to the patients there in New York. And you know what it's about? Money. It's all about money. That's what it's about. And Jesus said you cannot serve God and money. It's not that money is evil. The Bible tells us the love of money is the root of all evil. The root of all evil. Think about that for a second. The root of all evil. The love of it. Not that money. We buy food with money. Why is that evil? It isn't. We pay for our homes with money. Why is that evil? It isn't. We do all kinds of things with money that isn't evil. But it's the love of money. And this is where we go into the issue of the elites. I'm not going to get into that discussion today. But this is, they've got money coming out their ears. And all they can think to do with it is fund organizations that all they want to do is evil, evil, evil. And I have a question for you. The man who took the White House promised you justice. That's what he promised you. He's been tweeting law and order, law and order, law. Well, Mr. President, instead of all these stories where we have a plethora of evidence that could be rendered in court, where is the justice? That's all I want to know. Where's the justice? Don't tell me, oh, get me an office and I'll bring justice or I'll make America great if you just elect me. You've had almost 4 years. Where is the justice, Mr. Trump? Where is that at? Be right back. Final segment, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, welcome back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, final segment here. And let me give you a couple more scriptures, and I'm going to give you some interweaving of some stories that are out, okay? Ecclesiastes 3:17, I said to myself, God will bring into judgment both the righteous and the wicked. Ooh, that sounds like Paul, doesn't it? We're all going to be account. Yep, that's me. That's you, that's Bradley, that's all the people in the chat room, all the people that agree with. We have to give an account, guys. For there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed. Now, I got to tell you, that makes me shake inside because there is some stuff I don't want to give an account for. Now, yes, I have the blood of Christ that gives me a righteousness that is not of my own. It comes outside of me, just like the Word of God, it comes outside of me. And yet, God says, you're going to account for these things. He says it in the Old Testament. He says it in the New Testament. Hosea 12:6. But you must return to your God. This is repentance. Maintain love and justice and wait for your God always. And yet, what do we see here? We have a president tweeting out, law and order, law and order, law and order. He's trying to get your vote, people. That's what he's trying to do. He holds up a Bible. Bet he hadn't cracked that puppy open in a long time if he's ever done it. That is a prop. You can bet every last dollar you have, it is a prop. It is to get your vote. Because he knows you are his base. He has seduced you. Christian. He hasn't brought any justice. Where's he brought justice? Oh, well, it's coming, Tim. Q has told us, and it is so. Somebody gave me that stuff today. Let me tell you something. The FBI had the goods on Hillary Clinton the day he walked into the office. Oh, but it was Jeff, what's his name, out of Alabama. It was that guy's fault. He put in as AG. Now it's Bill Barr's fault if it doesn't go through. It's never Trump's fault, even though he's the only one named in the Constitution leading the executive branch whose job it is to make sure the laws are faithfully executed. It's never his fault. It's always somebody else's. And if you missed the show, I listed all of his Bilderberg attendees and all of his Council on Foreign Relations members who he set in places of advisory to himself or on his cabinet. But it's never Trump's fault. It's never his fault. My friends, I'm telling you right now, we don't have justice in this country because men are not interested in bringing justice. They just aren't. The injustices, the crimes are so blatant that it boggles my mind. Debbie, that is a logical fallacy. I guess you're against Trump, so who are you voting for, Biden? No, I don't have to vote for the two dog bowls, the two political parties, and the mainstream media put out for me. I have other people I can vote for in my state. Thank you very much. I don't let them control my thinking as to who I vote for. And you know what? Let me put this to you. The Bible says you overcome evil with good. Okay? You overcome evil with good. And everybody says it, even those who think like the question that was asked to me. Let me ask you a question. Are you one of those people who say, I'm voting for the lesser of two evil? Were you told to do that in the Scriptures? Were you told to side with evil in any measure? Large or small? Were you told to do that? Nowhere. Were you told to do that in the Constitution? Nowhere. You know in your heart, you know it, you're not supposed to side with evil. And yet you do it every time you get to vote. Oh, I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. I'm going to hold my nose. To keep from drowning, hopefully you'll come up for air. Instead of honoring God, because it's only between you and God in that ballot booth. It isn't between me and you and God. It's between you and God. You're going to have to give an account. This is what I'm reading to you from Ecclesiastes 3:17, what the Apostle Paul says in the New Testament. You're going to have to give an account for that action. And he ain't going to care about whether you voted for Donald Trump or Biden. He's going to care about whether or not you're putting your foot forward towards evil or you're putting it towards good. Frankly, I wouldn't vote for either of the guys. To tell you the truth, I didn't vote for either one of them last time, and it wasn't even Biden. It was Hillary. Didn't vote for either one of those guys either. And let me tell you why I'm telling you this. DNC is being supported through international money laundering via BlackLivesMatter.com. Where's your Trump? Where's Trump on this? Where is Bill Barr on this? Where are they at? Mom is the word. All they can do is tweet. Law and order, no action. It's to get your vote. It's to get your vote. When are you going to wake up to how you're being played? Let me give you another one. This is one I did yesterday. Anarchists take over the Seattle police station and City Hall. I mean, the lady who is a councilwoman there gave them the key. Use the key. Let these people in. The people's City Hall. As Minneapolis rioters took over a hotel, raising over $130,000 to turn it into an operations base. I want to ask you something. Where is Governor Waltz on this? Where is Hakeem Muhammad? You may know him as better as AKA Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of that state. Nowhere to be found. They want to disband the police force. Now look, I have my thoughts on disbanding the police force and installing the militia. I've already said that. Okay? There are some corrupt cops in the Minneapolis police force, just like there are corrupt cops in a lot of police forces around the country. And if you let them stay there, here's what's going to happen. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. It's not just religious. It's in everything.
if you let them in there and you don't deal justice to those cops. I mean, you say, well, why are you picking on the cops? Well, let me tell you something. They are a higher standard than the common man because they're ones entrusted to know the law, to enforce the law, and nothing else. Well, it's a dangerous job, Tim. We've got a cure for our guys. Yeah, it's a dangerous job, and they chose to be in it. And God directed their hearts to be in it. But here's the thing. They don't get to be above the law because they wear a badge and a gun. They don't. And those who wear the badge and the gun, who have integrity, who uphold the law, who don't get in people's businesses they don't have any business in, you know what? You get our praise for that. Because you're honoring God in that. You're honoring the Lord in that. Good for you. But those who don't need to be, have justice brought to them the same way they want to do it to other people. Okay? Just so we're clear on things. Bradley had an article out in May. Did really well. Almost, I think he's got about 300,000 shares, and that's just on that's just off of the site. That's not in counting what he had on Facebook and other things like that. But he was saying the very things that I'm saying here. If we want to make America great again, we the people will have to make corrupt politicians fear the punishment again, and soon. We had a discussion about this morning. There has to be punishment for criminal, slick politicians who promise justice and look the other way and put the blame off on somebody else instead of bringing it themselves. Same thing happens with the police officers. Same thing happens with rioters and looters. Same thing happens with the common man. Bradley says, if we do not maintain justice, and I put, quote unquote, justice will not maintain us. It won't. Why? Because as he said so often, justice guards our liberty. If you're not going to put down the evildoer, as Romans 13 says, that is the job of the civil magistrate, says the king in that context. But this is the one who is the authority, the one who is the minister of God. And some of you, when it comes to election time, you're so scared, you vote your fear. You don't vote your faith. You vote your fear. And you vote for the lesser of two evils, something you shouldn't be doing, because the Bible doesn't teach you to put your lot in with any evildoer at all. Zero. Okay? And what goes on here? Well, we find out that when we do that, we're just bringing more judgment upon ourselves. We think we're doing the right thing. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof leads to what? Death. It leads to death. Psalm 37, 27 through 29 says, turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake His faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. Do you hear that? Do you hear it, politicians? Do you hear it, criminal cops? Do you hear it, the rest of you? The command to you is the same as it is to me and anybody else. It is to repent, put your faith in God, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see healing in this land if we'll do that. 23 hours and be back with you. Sooner than that, 6 a.m. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.